Okay, so this week we began Hilchos Sukkah. I just want to back up and Siman Tav Reish Chaf Dalet, which is the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Ramah ends off Vamedaktikim Maschilim Miyad B'Matzah Yom Kippurim B'Asiyas HaSukkah, that the Medaktikim begin building the Sukkah immediately Matzah Yom Kippur. Why? Which is very interesting. Building the sukkah, Matzah Yom Kippur, in order to go from mitzvah to mitzvah. Now what, if the Indian is going from mitzvah to mitzvah, so why don't you just give tzedakah? Give tzedakah Matzah Yom Kippur. Also, it's me mitzvah el mitzvah. What's the connection between Yom Kippur and building the sukkah? So perhaps one could say, based on the Gra, who deals with a question that comes up in the next siman in Tav Reish Chaf Hei. There's a question asked by the Tor: why do we keep sukkahs in the Chodesh of Tishrei? If sukkahs represent the sukkahs that we lived in when we left Mitzrayim, or the sukkahs that they built to protect themselves, the Anonim, that was in Nisan when they left Mitzrayim. So we should keep sukkahs in Nisan. So the Torah gives one teretz. The Torah's teretz is because in Nisan, everyone goes out of the house. People go camping. People go different places, so it's not Nikah we're doing it for the mitzvah. But in Tishrei, where everyone's coming back into the house, it's September 1st around then, so everyone's coming back home from the country, and you're going out, so then it's Nikah that you're doing it for the mitzvah. The Gra gives a different test. The Gra says that the Sukkah represents the Anan Yikave, which is Shekhinah. When did we receive the Shekhinah? When did the Shekhinah come to rest within Klal Yisrael? That was after the Chet of the Egel, right? Before the Chet of the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'chol makom asher atzkeh shmi, wherever you'll mention my name, that's where I am. There's no specific place. Then they were over on the Chet of the Egel. Then after the Chet of the Egel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and said, okay, I'm going to build a place within you for me to rest. When was the Mechila for the Egel? On Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Salachti Kedvarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, He's Meichel. So it was on Yom Kippur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Slichu Mechila. That same day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to make an announcement that everyone should bring the Nedavis for the Mishkan, because we're going to begin to build the Mishkan, and they started building the Mishkan on Tezvav. So the Sukkah represents the Mishkan, the Shekhinah that they received after the Egel. So that's the connection from Yom Kippur to Sukkah. So that's the Medaktikim. The Medaktikim, Maschil Miyad B'Matzah Yom Kippur, we got our Slicha, we're ready to start building the Mishkan, which is the sukkah. But the din is maschilim, you start, do something. Comes along Siman Tav Reish Chaf Hei, Basukah is Teish Roshivas Yamim, and over here it says another reason. The Ramah says, Umitzvah L'Sakin HaSukkah Miyad L'Ach Yom Kippur, the mitzvah Ba'al Yod Ati Ach Mitzena. Another Inyan. Over here in Hilchos Sukkah, he says the reason is because a mitzvah that comes to your hands, you shouldn't just let it go away. So you should fix the sukkah up after Yom Kippur. Okay, but then the Mechaber says, "Basukah is teish v'shivas yomim." In the sukkah, you should live for 7 days. Ki basukah is hashavtis b'nei Yisrael, because it was in sukkahs that I traveled. I moved the Klal Yisrael. Heim anane kavod. This is referring to the anane kavod. Sheikifam v'em lebal yakim sherev v'shemesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with the Anan HaKavod. Why? To protect them from the hot winds and the sun. Now, if we take a look at the Gemara brings down a machlokes. What does it mean, basukos? Basukos teishvu. Is it the Anan HaKavod or sukos mamish? It's real sukos. They built sukos for themselves. And the Mechaber seems to be paskening over here that it's the Anan HaKavod. For what halach is Mechaber paskening this din that it's referring to Ananike. What's the nafkamina? If it's Ananike Kavir, Sukkot Mamish, let it be both. What's the nafkamina? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that over here by Sukkah, Kavana is very important. We find three mitzvahs where the Torah says Laman. Laman Yedu. So one of them is by Sukkot. It says Laman. Laman, in order of Laman Yedu, there is Secham that we should know, Kiba Sukkot Seshaftis Bnei Yisrael. It says by the mitzvah Tzitzis, Laman Tzizku. And by the mitzvah of Tefillin, says Laman Tiyah Teres Hashem Beficha. And when the Torah says Laman, Laman means in order to. Laman Yedu, in order that you should know, or Laman Tizguru, you should remember. Right? Laman Tiyah, it should be. So Laman means it's part of the mitzvah. It's not just we do a mitzvah and there's a kavana to the mitzvah. The kavana is a chedek of the mitzvah. To the extent that the Bach held that the kavana of the mitzvah is so much part of it that one who did not have that kavana was not yoytz of the mitzvah. You sat in the sukkah, you ate in the sukkah, you slept in the sukkah, but if you didn't think about basukkah zeshafti, according to the Bach, you were not yoytz of sukkah. You come up Shemayim and say, why didn't you sit in a sukkah, and you say, I did Tavshin Pei Alva, I was in Teres Meshach, I sat in the sukkah, I even slept in the sukkah. And they're like, you missed it. So you have to make sure to have kavana. The Mishmeru Paskin is like the Prima Godim. Prima Godim held that you yoitz in the mitzvah, but not kitikuna. Not with shlemas. It's missing. Everyone agrees it's missing. But you yoitz. So you yoitz, but it wasn't kitikuna. What is the kavana one must have when they're in the sukkah? And going to some Paskin, every time you go into the sukkah, you should have this kavana. So take a look at the Mishmur over here in the beginning of Tav Reish Chaf Hei. It says, "V'kosu achreim sheshav mishivasi shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu leishev basukah zeich el yitzias Mitzrayim v'gam zeich la'anone ha-kavayit shekifan az aleinu lohagin aleinu nasherev ha-shemesh." And that's what the Mechab is telling us. It's important to know halach l'maisa, what's the man? What's the basuka is teishvu is anon ekovit. So when you're having that kavana, which may be ma'akev according to one shita, the other shita makes it into a mitzvah kitikunai, you have to have in mind the reason why we're saying the sukkahs is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and he surrounded us with anon ekovit to protect us from the outside disturbances. That's the mitzvah of Ananya Kavi. Now, just Agav, the Lashon of the Mechaber, the Ramah, at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, is Kedei Lotzis Mi Mitzvah El Mitzvah, and again he says over here, in Hilchos Sukkah, he says, U Mitzvah L'Sakin HaSukkah, because Mitzvah Bal Yodei Ach Mitzena. Does that mean building the Sukkah itself is a Mitzvah? I thought the Mitzvah is to sit in the Sukkah. The building's the Chari Olei HaHechshah Mitzvah. In order to be able to make the mitzvah of sukkah, I need to build the sukkah. But the building itself is a sukkah. Do I make a bracha when I build the sukkah that I'm making the mitzvah of building the sukkah? So the truth is that there is a long discussion about this in the Shultas, and then the Tziv's Pirush on the Shultas also is Marachanin, and there's a Rashi and Makis. There's Taka Mashma, but that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah. To build the sukkah, there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, and that's why there are those that when they make the bracha shachyanu on the first night of sukkahs, they have it also in mind on the building of the sukkah. But and as we don't make a bracha l'maisa on the building of the sukkah, we don't for whatever reason. It's part of the shtekel Torah by itself, but it's very possible that the building of the sukkah is also a chelik of the mitzvah. Now, what part of this building of the sukkah? Is it the walls or the schach? Because the ikar is the schach. So it could be referring to the schach. But that's another discussion. But that's Simin Tav Reish Chaf Hei. Now that we have a sukkah, so we could jump over now to Simin Tav Reish Lamed Tes. In Tav Reish Lamed Tes, we have over here, the Mechab is teaching us Dine Yeshiva Sukkah. Living in the sukkah. Now, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs tells us, Shetzivanu leishu v'sukkah shivas yomim mechag, we have a mitzvah to live in the sukkah for these 7 days. And v'darshim chazal, teishvu ke'ein taduru, you shall live there the way you live in your house. Now, there's a discussion if the mitzvah is a chiv or a shos, and us, do I have a chiv to be in the sukkah as much as I can to be in the sukkah, or it's a shos, meaning if you're going to want to eat, so eat in the sukkah. You want to sleep, sleep in the sukkah. But do I have a chiv to make sure that I eat in the sukkah? Perhaps it's totally in the Gemara and sukkahs, for those that learned sukkah recently, but in Dafyemi maybe. But the Chavav, where it talks about how many Sudais, I said that recently, the Chavav, because they just finished Sukkah. So it's not well. And there's measure that they will fall behind. Okay. So over there there's a Machlekes, Rav Laza, and the Chachamim, how many Sudas one needs to eat in Sukkah? 14 Sudas. The Chachamim say that one Suda the first night. So maybe that's the machlekes over there. You have to know if it's the Gemara over there. But that's one chakir that's cleared. Another discussion is, why by sukkah, every time I go in there to eat at least, I make a bracha leishu b'sukkah. By matzah on Pesach, the first night I make a bracha al achilas matzah, but I don't make it every time I eat matzah. What's the difference between the two? So some answer, because by sukkah the achil is rishus, and because I can bet some get away without eating in the sukkah, or I'm only chayv to eat in the sukkah achil is keva. So the etzim yeshiva sukkah, the yeshiva in the sukkah is a new mitzvah or another mitzvah, different shayin, the Balmar, the Ramban has different truths to that question. But getting back to what we're discussing over here, what the Mechaber starts off with, Ketzad mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. How am I mekayim the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah? And when the Gemara brings this, it's a quote from the Gemara. The Gemara, there's a line before that. The Gemara says, in the Chav Ches Amid Beis, Kol shivas hayamim ois adam sukkasai keva v'dirasi arai. All 7 days you make your sukkah keva, that's your main place, and your house, all right. But the lashon is oisa adam sukkasai keva, should make your sukkah keva, and your house, all right. So how do I do that? Ketzad. On that, the Mishnah says, Ketzad, how do I do that? Says the Mishnah, how you like kelim noyim, if you have nice kelim, take them out of your house and bring them into the sukkah. So I'm making my house the arai, I'm bringing the kelim noyim into the sukkah. Eichel, the shaysa metayel, the sukkah. Says Rashi and other Rishayim, what I'm doing is I'm making my ikar, the ikar mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is that the essential things of eating, drinking, and sleeping, I'm doing in the sukkah. That's how I'm making the sukkah keva. That's how I make it keva. And as the pu'ula is those activities that I need to do, I'm now doing in the sukkah. Now, doesn't mean that the other pu'ulas, which are not essential, I'm not making mitzvah with. I am, and that's what it says. Umitayel, if you want to walk around, you want to shmooze with your friends, do it in the sukkah. Do it in the sukkah. About that, the sukkah has a certain amount of kedusha that you have to be careful with what you shmooze about and the words you use and how you act in the sukkah. But that's where spend your time in the sukkah. Spend your time in the sukkah. That's the mitzvah of yeshivas sukkah. Now, the Chayodim brings down that during Sukkot you should not cover the table in the house, right? Normally on Shabbos you cover. There's a mitzvah that the table should be covered with a tablecloth. Should be covered. On sukkah is that the table in the house you don't cover. You only cover the table in the sukkah. Why? To show that the house is arai. to show that the house is Arek. You're making your house Arai by showing that that's not where I am. The other Achrayim, the Bikuri Yaakov, the Primogodim, the Matafraim, other Achrayim respond and say, well, every Shabbos I eat in the dining room, I still cover the table in the kitchen. It doesn't mean, right? It doesn't mean that. Or I cover the table in the bedroom. I cover I cover other tables with it. And the Bikuri Yaakov adds, he says, the women are in the house. Some women eat in the house, so you could cover the table for them. In other words, what we're saying over here is not what they're tying back is not to have to make the house into like the storage place. It just. I need to live in a way that my the main room, the dining room, is the sukkah. The bedroom is the sukkah. And my house is another room. It's another room. So you could put a tablecloth on the table in the house. Not that they're saying it's not us to put it on. Just the mindset should be that this is my bais. That's my bais. And like we mentioned, even though you're living in the sukkah like your bayis, but at the same time, there's an yanim of kedusha. You have to be careful with what you do in the sukkah. That's why the mechaber continues. He says, "Ois adam es beisi arai es sukkah se keva," which we just discussed. Keitzad kelim anoyim amatzois anoyis the sukkah. You bring in the nice kelim and nice beds. The klishasiya, the cane that you drink from, also you can leave in the sukkah. Have a kli achila, lacha achila, kigon kidere, sukkare, chutz the sukkah. But the pots and the pans that you normally don't bring to the table, right, that's the get. The get is those pots, those dirty pots, those dirty pans, which you don't bring to your dining room table on Shabbos, so that you don't leave in the sukkah. And after you finish eating, what do you do on Shabbos? You clear the table off. So you're also in the sukkah. As soon as you finish eating, it doesn't have to be the second you finish eating, but normally don't just leave it around. Don't come back to it an hour later to clear it off. Take it with you to take it out. In other words, what's the regilas, the normal regilas, how you would treat your dining room. That's what you should do over there. That's what you should do over there. Now, the Chiddush is, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Tzivkatin Vav, says, "Umkom makayim b'di'evet im hichnes b'seichai kli maichol ayosu b'tashim shbazoi ein nifsel as a sukkah." The sukkah is not pasul. Not pasul. What's the tzadah? Should be pasul. So the Gemara in Sukkah that Memches Amin Alv says, "Gom amilechol lo yate sukkasoi a moiris a kelim and a minchol mala." So the Gemara says if at the end of the seventh day you finish using the sukkah, so it says you shouldn't just undo the sukkah. You should bring the kelim in, bring the kelim and the sukkah back in, and then the Gemara says, "Follow." The Gemara says, "If ain loy makom lahirid." And if you have no place to bring the kelim, then you should bring in, it says, bring from the outside a keli which is a kli meichel that belongs outside the sukkah, bring it in. So mean like this, after the 7 days are over, so now it's time to move back in the house, bring the table, bring the chairs back in the house to eat in the house. Let's say I don't have room in the house. I need to eat outside. I have a lot of guests. So Gemara says, bring into the sukkah a kli, which is not supposed to be in the sukkah. What does that help? Says the Rif, the ma'ayol gava money michla, bring into their kelim of achila, umifsala, and you'll pasal the sukkah. It's no longer a sukkah. It's pasal. And the Rambam is mashed like that also in Perek Vav Halach Yudalit, that it pasals the sukkah. The Balmar is. Balmar says, I don't understand why it's a pasal the sukkah. It's a chsarn in the Teshuva Kain Taduru, right? We said, set the sukkah up in the way you live in your dining room. If you don't bring it into your dining room, don't bring in the sukkah. But the Ramban answers that, no, it doesn't mean puzzle as a puzzle. It just means, it's like from the Lashon psal, muksa. You're not doing something which is kavdik, or the Ravid says it's a psal d'rabbanan. But what you do see from that sukkah is, it's a serious thing. So you have to mechab in the sukkah when it's right kavd. If the mechaber is right covered, Mishpu is passing, that doesn't pass the sukkah. But the idea is definitely there. The idea is definitely there. There's an interesting clara, Daif Nakuma. Right? So if you, in the sukkah of Daif Nakuma, when we build the sukkah, and there's pasul is chach. So the halacha is if I have up to 4 amis of pasul is chach, right? The Mishnah says, You mill the roof, you cut out a piece, you put schach and mill the roof. I have pasul schach from the ceiling is pasul. It's not to do the kaka. It's pasul schach. So if it's less than four amas, we say doifin akuma. It's as if the wall reaches the schach. So it's a clear. Does it mean that the wall moves over to the schach? Does it mean that the wall is up and up? Nafkamin is, can I put the dirty dishes in the Daif Nakuma? You know, is the makam of the Daif Nakuma a chelik of the sukkah? Or it's as if it's out of the sukkah? Right? If the wall moves over, then that part's out of the sukkah. So then I can keep dirty dishes there. It's nafkamin, someone has a sukkah downstairs, they want to bring the pots down. So I have to leave it outside the sukkah or on the side. That's interesting, clear that is clear in the sugya of Daif Nakuma, what the gather to the Daif Nakuma is. But if other, like the Rama says, over here the Rama continues, he says, Va'al yasa shum tashmash bazi v'sukka, kadesh la yu mitzvah is b'zuri salav, shum bi bazi. Now the Mechava goes into the dinim of Achila, Shasiya, and what's mutter, what, there's two sugyas over here, there's one sugya over here, what am I mechayv to eat in the sukkah, or do in the sukkah, what am I chayv to eat? And there's another sugya, when do I make the bracha b'leishiv b'sukkah? Now, like we find in many other areas of halacha, probably almost all areas of halacha, there are machlekes, and on both of these questions, there are discussions in the Paiskim and different opinions. There's the general anaga, which many people do, and then there's other anagas. So on this sheet that you have in front of you, I put it together 1 year based on the general meaning that I was familiar with. Again, the general minute. So if you at home are naig differently, then continue to be naig the way you know that you're naig. If you don't know how you're naig, then I think you're pretty safe following this sheet. Okay? So over here we wrote that first we wrote that upon entering the sukkah, one should have in mind that they are fulfilling a mitzvah. The mitzvah of remembering how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and protected us without any covet, that's what we learned earlier. One who is careful to eat and drink only in the sukkah is considered meshuvah, praiseworthy. Right? The Mechava says over here, why is he meshuvah? If I'm not chayv to drink water in the sukkah, why am I meshuvah? So there's two ways to understand it. Either because every time I'm in the sukkah, I'm doing something in the sukkah, I'm being mekayim a mitzvah. Sorry, it's a meshubach. I have to write more mitzvahs. Or the second reason is because an ekonom, you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but we'll worry. If you start drinking out of the sukkah, then you start eating, and then you'll eat what you're supposed to eat in the sukkah out of the sukkah. So therefore, I make a gather for myself. I only eat and drink in the sukkah, and I won't come to any mistakes. Nafkamina, if I'm out on the road and I don't have a sukkah in the immediate area and I want to take a drink of water. So if it's pshat is that I'm doing it because why not chaprai mitzvahs? I can't chaprai in the mitzvah right now. I don't have a sukkah to go into. And I'm thirsty right now, not later. Now I'm thirsty. But if you're doing it out to get them, because you don't want to get used to eating or drinking out of the sukkah, so then that would apply there also. Wait until you find the sukkah. That may be enough for me. Okay. Now, when it comes to bread, so then in the sukkah, if one's eating more than a kibetza, which is like two small matchboxes, 2.03 ounces, you eat it in the sukkah, and there's a bracha, leisha b'sukkah. Mezaynis, there's two categories of mezaynis, right? In halacha, there's the category of mezaynis, which is what's called pasa bab kistin. It's very similar to bread. It's like bread, just because of whatever reasons. It's sweet, or one of the reasons why it's not hamaitzi, unless you convey a sud on it. If you be kavei suda on it, it could be and with the right dinam of kavei suda, could be hamaitzi. That's one category of mezaynis. Second category of mezaynis, which is always mezaynis, even if you kavei suda on it, like pasta, cooked cereals, farfel, couscous, and knedlach and things like that. So the first category of mezaynis, which is cakes, cookies, pretzels, crackers, etc. So again, in the sukkah, you need to eat in the sukkah if you're eating more than a kibetza. A bracha, you make a bracha, leisha before, over here you make the bracha of leisha before the mezaynis. And the shmur brings down that it's better to stay in the sukkah afterwards unless you're eating it with three people. That gives it more to the bracha. The second category of mezaynis, again, if you're eating more than a kibetza, it's in the sukkah. And if you're doing it with a group of people, if you're making a meal out of it, like this is my lunch or my supper, so then you would make a leisha b'sukkah. Meat, chicken, cheese, eggs, beer is not obligated to eat in the sukkah. And even if you eat in the sukkah, there's no bracha on it. So to juice, soda, rice, fruits, vegetables, also not obligated to eat in the sukkah. But if you do eat in sukkah, there's no bracha. Therefore, anyone's flying on sukkahs, or going somewhere where it's far from a sukkah, there's a massive machlekes whether you have a p'tor of holchei drachim, which means that you're parted from eating a sukkah. According to Ramesha, you probably do not have, unless you're going for a dvar mitzvah, and it has to be the trip itself is for a dvar mitzvah. And according to many other Paiskim, you do have a head of Hochei Drachim. And Rav Moshe has his way of learning what Kain Tiduru means, right? Because everyone says, what do you mean, Kain Tiduru? When I have vacation, I always go away from the house. I always eat in the park. I always eat on the road. Rav Moshe did not learn Teshuva Kain Tiduru that way. And the Teshuva Kain Tiduru is how you should live in the sukkah. When I'm in the sukkah, live in a Teshuva Kain Tiduru dick way, but not that it's allowing you to just leave the sukkah whenever you feel like leaving, because I leave my house whenever I feel like leaving. That's very much learned. Many other places learn differently. Teshu can't do his matter. But my point is, it's not so difficult. It's a 10-hour flight, 11-hour flight to America, plus another hour or two to get to your house. It's not so bad to just eat meat, chicken, cheese, eggs, and drink a little beer. There's many different types of beers now on the market. You can pick the one that you like, juice, soda, rice, fruits, and vegetables. Right? And then you just avoided the whole issue. Right? So, that's what I'm saying. You need that mezaynis roll that they're serving you on the plate. One trip, not.
Is that a roll? Is it actually mezaynis rolls?
I don't know. That's right. Okay, wine. You're not going to eat in the sukkah. You're kind of a mitzvah if you eat in the sukkah. You're not obligated to eat.
Is there a reason you're able to put them in two separate categories?
Oh, I don't think so. Is there a similarity between one? I don't know why. I don't remember why I put them in two separate.
The first one's more chashuv?
Could be. I don't think too far into it, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe Shulchan Aruch split. I don't remember why I did that. I don't. could be I did first the first line, then people asked me about the second line, so I just added in it. I don't know. Or could be my daughter typed this up, actually, because the first time around she typed beer with an A. I remember the first time I came to give this share, I was like, oh my gosh. So it could be she put it into two paragraphs. Okay, I don't know. Okay, it's not a game. Fine, okay. So wine, a revius or more, or with three or more people, should be in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha. Now this runs into an issue because many people go wine tasting on sukkahs. And if you're going with a chevra of a few guys, and you're all going to be drinking a revius of wine, or even could be less than a revius, but with everyone's tasting it together, you run into a real shad if you need a sukkah or not.
Does it combine?
What?
I mean, if you're going wine tasting, you're taking a sip every time in different places.
But it could be even if you're just taking less than a revius with a few people, mishmeruz mashmeh, that also that's a kvius.
If you're by yourself, and you have a bunch of times less than a revius, does it combine to the sukkah?
If you wait 3-4 minutes in between, then it won't combine.
Is he included in three people?
Who?
The guy who's...
Yeah, it's three people together. Who's he? The guy who's pouring the wine?
No, okay, drinking.
I hope he's religious. Does he have other problems? No. He's glad you have other problems. What? What are you saying?
I'm asking, is it two other people?
Good. Yeah. Okay. Wine by Kiddush and Shabbos and Yontif is in the sukkah because it's a chelik of the Seuda. Right? Kiddush b'makim Seuda. And we make a bracha leishiv. Drinking all drinks during a bread meal, this people don't know. Even though you can drink water and juice out of the sukkah, but if it's part of a bread meal, you can't walk out to drink the drink outside. It needs to be in the sukkah. Learning, yes, unless one can concentrate better at the sukkah. Right, if you're learning iyun and you can concentrate better at the sukkah, then you can do it at the sukkah. Sleeping in the sukkah, it should be in the sukkah. The general minhag is no bracha, but again, there are many people that do make a bracha on sleeping. It's totally machlekes rishonim and paiskim and all that. What some people do is, I don't know why I didn't put that down here, some people eat mezainas before they go to sleep so that they can make a bracha on the mezainas, which is also going on to sleeping. Havdalah in the sukkah over here, but you don't have the svar of kiddush b'makim suda, there's no din suda, so best to eat mezainas and say bracha, but without eating mezainas within a half hour of Havdalah, no bracha. For those who keep 2 days, by Kiddush the first night say Leishav before Shachiyonah, and the second night say Leishav after Shachiyonah. Some have the minig both nights to say it before Shachiyonah. Okay, everyone should have a Kesivah Chesivah.